Now, depending on how old you are, when you think of school music, well, you might be thinking of something a little bit like this. Yes, I think for many people, certainly around my age and a bit older, the humble recorder was your first school instrument, a plastic spit catcher that was used to torture teachers and parents alike. I sat through many, many an hour of recorder lessons and could not point to a single note on it these days. But what if music in school was a little more interesting? What if it was something you actually wanted to be involved with? And what if you were learning some genuine skills while doing it? That's the idea behind Homework, a very interesting, shall we say, band project that's being helmed by one Mr. Stuart Ridley. He's a ex-DJ, sometimes journalist, and one-time 2SER DJ, I believe, as well, Stuart.
Yeah, I used to do a down-tempo show.
A down-tempo show.
Chill out.
Now, tell us about Homework. You have indeed brought with you two members of Homework. Mm-hmm. It's a collection of primary school age kids.
Primary school, so 7 to 12 years old. There's 17 of them.
It's 17
like,
of them?
It's like a super group of techno kids.
Polyphonic spree.
every kid has a noise to make, if not 50 noises to make. So we've got with us today Oscar, who's one of our front men. And Dash, who does melody lines in the band.
All right, but why did you come up with Kraftwerk? And we should, Homework, totally. Which I should say is a portmanteau of Kraftwerk and actual homework. Why? Why did you think electronic music, dance music, let's get that into schools?
So I've been DJing for about 20 years and I have all the equipment at home, and Dash and his friends on weekends would play with it, and I saw the just joy they would get out of making really loud, gnarly noises. And you give any kid a toy that makes lots of noise and they get into it and they start making a rhythm. And I thought, what if we can do this instead of playing glockenspiel or the triangle?
Or the cowbell.
Or the cowbells. Yeah, we need more of that, of course. But it's fairly accessible for most people. There are lots of apps that you can use to, you know, press a button and make noise, and it's why not put together a whole band of kids making lots of happy noise together?
Well, let's talk to the band. Dash and Oscar, what's it been like learning to be part of a group like Homework? I'm going to get that right at some point.
Well, it was a great experience. You don't get to do that very often. Yeah.
I like playing like Infinity and other house music songs done by cool DJs. And
Infinity, like the Guru Josh Infinity. Yeah. Are you? Wow, that's one of the tracks they perform.
Yeah. Any parents who are listening, one of the great things about dance music is that most of the progressions are really simple. So the intervals are easy for kids to get their ear around. Infinity is mainly 4 notes repeated endlessly and beautifully, I might add. And then it has lots of space for kids to do solos. So in our band, lots of kids get a solo. Oscar had a solo where he did a famous speech. Dash did a solo where he did a bit of Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough. We had another kid doing a solo with a chaos pad.
What's a chaos pad?
Okay. Chaos pad is a little noise-making machine. And it has a touchpad on it, and they've been around for years and years and years. And DJs mainly use them to put effects. But you can feed it any kind of sound and then manipulate that sound. So all those like wow, wow kind of sounds we feed into it. So there are little 7-year-olds who play the chaos pad like a kind of synth, I guess.
Now, look, you said that it's obviously fairly high-tech instrumentation, but is it expensive? What you're describing sounds expensive.
So I took the cheap option. okay. There is lots of music software out there. A lot of it has been transported onto tablets, so iPads and Samsung Galaxies and that kind of thing, which has brought the cost of music playing software down. What we found was software we use is called Ableton, so it's designed for people to play live. It's normally everything synced for you so that you stay in time. That's not going to work for kids because they can't wait half a second or a second to hear their sound come out. They hit the key or hit the button, they want to hear the sound straight away. So we then turned it to everything's live, which is next to no latency. That then plugs into a laptop via USB. all of this is really cheap tech. So you can get little keyboards for $90 to $150.
Wow.
That will do the job and have knobs on it that the kids love to twist and make even more twisted sounds out of. And then the software, fortunately, is quite affordable.
And Dash Vasquez, do you think you guys would have enjoyed music as much if you were doing sort of more traditional instruments, or was this just a lot of fun?
Well, doing traditional instruments would be fine, but as I said, this is a even better opportunity than that, so this is a lot more fun. I can imagine.
Now, later on, we're going to play one of the tracks, but I mean, you know, as someone who's listened to a fair bit of music, how do you rank them as a band, Stuart?
How do I rate them as a band?
Yeah.
The best primary school dance band. I think there are two in the world that we know.
Two in the world?
So we found that there's this school in South Korea, and the teacher there, they do compulsory military service, and he was in a dance band. So he already had all the gear, like all the little synthesizers that you plug into laptops. So when he then got into teaching, he taught kids pop music. And I saw this video of these kids doing pop music with these cheap little MIDI keyboards plugged into a laptop. So I messaged him and said, how do you get all of that to work? And, oh, my God, how do you get eight-year-olds to sit still long enough? And so we started exchanging notes, and we talked about the challenges of teaching kids music. And what we both agreed on is early on it's really good for them to learn to play in time with each other. So it's not so much whether you can play 50 notes or memorize an entire piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
It's can you play together as a band? And we've all sat in bands as kids and been banging along in our own little world, probably not paying attention to the person next to us. And we've all certainly heard bands like that.
We have indeed. We have indeed.
So this was about how do you get them in time with each other? And there are lots of techniques that have been developed. This is old school music theory stuff, how you get kids to play along in time with each other. So we start with, we listen to a track and they come in on the second or the third beat, which tends to be a bit groovier. The rule is you don't clap on the first beat ever.
Okay.
It just does not sound good. And there's loads of videos of pop artists telling people, please don't clap on the one.
I've never heard that rule, and I'm not sure I even understand it, but that's okay. I'm not in the band. Just finally, would you like to see this catch on to other schools? Do you think that this is actually something that other schools should be looking at to keep kids interested and sort of learning some different skill sets?
So where electronic music does exist in primary school, it's more on the production side. So it tends to be a computer lab activity, and that's, you build it like Lego or like Minecraft, I guess. This is affordable. It's, the techniques are old school. They're very simple. Most dance music is really easy to play. It could be done. Quite a few of my friends are planning on rolling it out at their own kids' primary schools next year. So there's lots of old DJs and artists who are quite keen to get into it.
That is very cool news indeed. Stuart, Dash, Oscar, thank you guys for chatting to Breakfast. I think we're going to go out with one of your tracks right now. Have a great day, guys.